Blog Talk Radio.
They be like, yo, why you the pastor? Like, what church in the field? Like, we black power. We trying to get out the church. Like, slow your ass down. And listen, grown folks talk. I'm the pastor.
I used to sit and listen, got me scared to think I'm sinning. That's when the devil was in the ground, didn't know the true and living. With cool precision, preacher's voice pushed me to a limit. Never knew a Kemet and missing books of Bible edits. Who get the credit? Message to the black man read it. So Pastor Green's the author of this black man's message, said it. Let the mountains tell it, we don't tell it on the mountain. My ancestors had a carbon fetish. These crackers in their gay paintings of molested babies and angel feathers is more than suggestive. Popes and Vatican weapons, homotion promotion to download gods is oppressive. Messenger bomb that distorts and confuses the senses. Welcome to the black church and what it's meant to be. The pastor reaches the people, that's what it meant to me. Grandma heard me break it down, she said I need to preach. Introducing Pastor Green, no compromising, cracker free. Welcome to the black church and what it's meant to be. The pastor reaches the people, that's what it meant to me. Grandma heard me break it down, she said I need to preach. Introducing Pastor Green, no compromising, cracker free. Pastors and teachers working in the church of service. Deedle the evolution of the Negro preacher in this sermon. No cracker worship, but making nuns out of our daughters. We honoring our ancestors through rituals and altars. I walk this world and live it, though cautious in my desire. Reaching higher as the lies in my mind expire. Preaching fire from the ships protected by Amaya. Oshun sister, while we survive the ride to the islands. Offer her fruit, fish, and silver, a choice of golden diamonds. Accepting guardian spirits, learn how to call and find them. So when I take you to church, remember and remind them. America where I live, but Africa's where you find him. Welcome to the black church and what it's meant to be. The pastor reaches the people, that's what it meant to me. Grandma heard me break it down, she said I need to preach. Introducing Pastor Green, no compromising, cracker free. Welcome to the black church and what it's meant to be. The pastor reaches the people, that's what it meant to me. Grandma heard me break it down, she said I need to preach. Introducing Pastor Green, no compromising, cracker free. Nobody questioned God's color till cracker defined race skin. Jealous cause the carbon in mind keep me blacker than space wind. From the greatest to the lowest, I notice no more waiting. Crackers is all devil coons is the footrest of Satan. Dido always kill it cause Dido make you feel it. Thorough in the spirit with them bars off the skillet. I ain't gotta tell nobody I'm an African, I already did it. Sometimes I'm rhyming alkaline refined, but this is all acidic. Dumb and dumber done did it, cracker grave dig it. I'm the pastor cause of how my words engage spirits. Church in the field is my shield to you for the wicked. Black power versus always dismissing your crucifixion. Welcome to the black church and what it's meant to be. The pastor reaches the people, that's what it meant to me. Grandma heard me break it down, she said I need to preach. Introducing Pastor Green, no compromising, cracker free.
Pastor Green, Deacon Doc Mock, United Front.
This ain't trap music.
Nah.
This ain't rap music.
Nah.
This that African insurrection fight to be black music.
Dang.
We don't sling crack music.
Nah.
We don't kill blacks music.
Nah.
This Jew ain't the real Hebrew. Fall back on that small hat music.
Dang.
My flow, Holocaust timies. You the source of all grimy, spineless and slimy, perverted devil, claimy from Zion. You guilty for lying and capturing lions. I got proof you funded the dungeons and trained Africans, captured and shipped us on floating zoos. Hitler's acidic, to me there's no difference. You was all part of the parasitic lynching of the African spirit. Dig it. Your grave in minutes, cause you run corporations with a slaver spirit. Incorporating the tactics of your forefathers is wicked. My fingers pen this with the pain of days of cotton picking. They whip the babies for not making weight like a competition. If Jesus came from the skies white, I grab a weapon. Cause there's a black god enslaved needing to be freed in the heavens. Stepping fetches is dead upon entering sessions. You cowards lost your balls like turned over possessions. A recession of manhood won't bring us progression to stand good. My intentions are bloody a clan hood. It's only a black man could. My position is solid, the evolution of onyx. Attack of the ball heads past the green dock and call it Muhammad. The focus is freedom through information and inspiration. And when I'm smashing MCs, don't worry, that's just the entertainment. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Crackers is mad. You dig them a ditch. Crackers get mad. You dig them a ditch. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Crackers get mad. You dig them a ditch. Crackers get mad. You dig them a ditch. Christian Islamic. Buddhist or Masonic, no matter your prophet, this cracker ain't honest. He had us in bondage, raping your mama right in front of your eyelids. He had us in bondage, raping your mama right in front of your eyelids. What if I told you Jesus of Nazareth was up the block staggering, being beat to death by Romans, wearing badges? Would you come by the masses then to defend your Lord and Savior? Is all a talk for pretend? Cause the spirit of the caress lies within the black men locked in the pen. I'm at the pulpit with a full clip, feel the pain from the bullwhip. My skin cracks, my back bleeds, my black bleeds, the stat show. Cracking vaccines, harm black seeds. Facts believe it's not rap for green, red, black, and green. With Garvey seen to unite the team across the sea. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Crackers is mad. You dig them a ditch. Crackers get mad. You dig them a ditch. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Throw up your fist. Crackers get mad. You dig them a ditch. Crackers get mad. You dig them a ditch.
A cypher.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Van Glory is Van Gogh.
Knowledge born.
Yeah.
United Front.
Tell it.
What you want, what you want, what you want.
To the Knowledge Radio.
We in here.
Yo.
What you got? Dot.
Work hard as a slave to one day be your savior. The wave unwavering. This is a labor of love. Rise with a purpose every day. Invigorated. If we were on TV, we'd be 10 times syndicated. If we waited for validation, a paycheck or accolades, we'd be starved. Already lost or ran away. But when you're square, solid, and you're circle too, you don't need a place for silence. The concept is conquered through media, not areas of people activity. A mix that don't lose ethnicity. Tightness that don't lose elasticity. Explicitly, this isn't where we give the novice regard. Nah, this is where knowledge is born. Last time that I checked, I'm undefeated. Deliver edicts, can't resist when the gods build and manifest freedom. When lines get crossed, they may push a loss, cause they get handed a check. We kick a can and cancel your cancerous gestures. A prophet vision, precision, the prescription for the sickness is to inoculate your fate with the winning. Arrogant beginnings turn to humble endings. And US with KBA is a win-win. 1K, 1K.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace and Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Midwest Music Monday, broadcasting live every first and third Monday of the month by the Supreme Team, Dream Team, RBG Squad Boss, RBG Big Week. Phone number to call in 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Becomes my honor and privilege at the time and introduce some present to others. The host with the most, that Supreme Team, Dream Team in the building. The greatest collaboration of the West and the Midwest coming together for one common cause. RBG Squad Boss, RBG Big Breed in the building. Bomb.
Yeah. Black Power, Black Power, Black Africa. Peace, power, unity, man. All my people out there. Shout out to Knowledge Born Out Loud. Or Do the Knowledge Radio on blogtalkradio.com/ Do the THA for African, not THE for European and English and none of that goofy shit. KnowledgeRadio.com, man. Shout out to King James 13, Anti-Bully Inc. Trying to set that up, a nonprofit organization established to bring awareness to bullying by starting that conversation, right? Bring in hopes to prevent it from happening. And shout out, man, subscribe to Do the Knowledge Radio on YouTube. Gotta shout that out. Gotta get that up because that's been popping and it's been exclusive as hell over there. Midwest Music Focus on YouTube. Gotta shout that out. That's been popping and it's hell of exclusive over there. Man, Teespring.com. BTK Apparel, man. Make sure y'all go over there. This is Swap Boss. We here for another music, Midwest Music Monday. And I want to say, what's up, Big Reek?
Dip Crackers, man. Dig him a ditch.
Yeah, shout out to all of the Melanoids out there, man. Big Reek definitely in the building. So it's another one, man. It's going down. I'm excited for this one. This one, of course, is going to be one of my favorite because it's my favorite battle rapper. It's my top dog. It's my Ace Boon Coon. It's my top dog in the battle rap. I put him against anybody, and he's going to hold his own. I don't care how flashy you is, how many boom sounds you make, how many pows or bows or gun sounds you make. I don't care who you think you're going to talk to. You ain't talking to this man like he's going to talk to you. That's just it, man. He traveled Grove doing his thing, coming from Harlem, man. So I'm excited, man. Other than that, how everybody doing, though? I'm doing good. How y'all doing today, man? How life treating y'all?
Man, everything's copacetic, man. You know, just ready to set off another one. Shout out to all my melanoids, you know what I'm saying? Much love and respect. Y'all be safe out there. White nationalism is real, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, it's just the same old multitasking right now, man. You know how we do.
Out there wiggling.
Wiggling like a fresh worm right now, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. You got to get it done, bro. That's primary. If you ain't doing that, you ain't here to do this. So, shit.
Man, hey, I'm on Knowledge Radio. I'm on Do the Knowledge Radio right now. I'm at the gig, my daily gig, and doing daddy duties all at the same time right now, man. Multitasking.
Thank you for your sacrifice and dad gang.
Gang, gang, gang. Gang,
gang.
Gang, gang. Facts, man. I'll leave anything else out, man.
Hey, who was that you was playing in the beginning right there?
You said what?
Who was that you was playing in the beginning, like before the show started?
Before the show started just now, you talking about United Front? You talking
that, that's
about
them
United
right there?
That's what you're talking about.
Whoever the them crackers mad. Dig him a ditch.
Hey, I heard Harlem was in the building. You understand what I'm saying? So I was like, let me see. Let me pull out from Harlem and see if this Harlem and this Harlem is the same. This Harlem is the same. That's Diddy Green out of Harlem, United Front's own. You see what I'm saying? So I was like, let me just put this.
I got
put
me
this
a favorite
there.
Artist. I got me a new favorite artist today. It might be two, man, depending on what our guests come up and as a, but I got one for sure.
Hey, you gonna have a new favorite artist today. You understand what I'm saying?
Ooh, it might be two. I already got one.
Yeah.
It might be two.
I mean you gonna have another one. You understand what I'm saying? Like this is something right here. This is something. You know what I'm saying? So we get the brother in the building. You know what I'm saying? I need first cuts. You understand? I need first cuts. You know what I'm saying?
The cutlery.
He got some explaining to do. He got some explaining to do. You understand what I'm saying? He got some explaining to do. You know, so whenever we make that happen, I need first cut. And then I'm going to back off and y'all can do what y'all got to do. I need.
Hey, it's cool, but make sure y'all go over there, Midwest Music Focus. I had them on there, man. We had a nice
run down the list. Run down the list. Your list is fucking amazing. I just want to say that to you. You know what I'm saying? I know you're my brother and shit. I want to say that to you. I want to say that unto you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm so serious right now. It's Threats Pimp. I'm serious about my. I'm so sincere. You understand what I'm saying? I'm so sincere. You understand? Like, yeah, I see it firing on all cylinders. I'm seeing it work together. I'm seeing it come together. And I'm seeing it for real. You understand? And I'm seeing in the truth, that Blue Magic truth, you understand, with no cut, that certain shit and certain people don't qualify. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving it. Midwest Music Focus is the movement. You understand? You got to set this shit up for some sit down in house interview shit, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that. They're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want them in the crib, you're going to have to get the office space or something because it's, I don't know what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to be like, yo, Knowledge, man, you and Reaper gonna have to hold it down and shit. You understand what I'm saying? I got some shit going on. Hey, I'm be like, no doubt, man. Yeah, Reaper got it. You know what I'm
G14. G14 classified.
And Reaper was acting like he was going to be able to get off the hook just now where he done found a Wakandan. You understand what I'm saying? He done found the Wakandan and linked up with the Wakandan and got the Wakandan collaboration going on. You understand what I'm saying?
Whoa. Hey, man, that was just something, you know, just out the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll be on that other shit all the time. I just thought I'd throw something a little different out there, a little bit of different bait out there for the sharks to see what happens. Man. That's all.
I'm like, man, this is a movement, man.
Hey, I gotta get in touch with my dude from Cameroon too, man. I gotta have him on here, man.
Yeah.
My dude Kamja. Yeah. I got a cat named Kamja, man, from Cameroon. I gotta get him on here, man, so he can tell his story.
Yeah, got a whole damn Wakandan on the track.
Man, we trying to go international with this, man. We trying to touch back. Hey, we trying to get back to the basics, to the land with it, man.
Back,
you know what I'm saying?
Basics.
We trying to get back to the land with this, man, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm loving it.
Hey, what I tell him, my DNA say Nigeria. I ain't from Wakanda, nigga.
Bars.
This is why that would swat. Run down that list, man. Let them know them guests, man, that's coming on Midwest Music Focus, man. Please.
Tuesday, man, we got a Knowledge Born Radio vet, the Midwest Music Monday vet. Man, we got a Millie coming through. A Millie, Indianapolis song. I believe he out of Philly right now, I believe. Coming through Tuesday, tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Make sure y'all come through. Midwest Music Focus on YouTube. Subscribe and hit the notification bell so you get notified. The day after that, Wednesday, we got Gary's on, Lady C Snapper. Female artist been doing her thing, grinding and doing it big in the streets, rocking the clubs. She's coming through Wednesday, 8 o'clock, so shout out to her. Thursday, another legend, another Knowledge Born Allah guest of Do the Knowledge Radio on Midwest Music Monday, Hit. His Screwface going to be coming through Thursday, Hit or the MCGs. So make sure y'all come through that because that actually has linkage with okay, he said he on linkage with the XD Edge interview I had because they start off together. And finally, Friday, I got Mr. Mills of the URL coming through with David Ruffin from Gary, Indiana. Next week is going down, bro.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right.
Good. Today he just came
to
us.
Now you got
to
mute that one, Reed. Okay, good.
Yeah,
and that's what's going on.
So you got the guests in the building. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, let's do this right, and let's not make it a fight, because we can rock all night. It's the Big Bro Harlem owned man, the international. By the way, got roots out of Detroit, so me and West affiliated. But Harlem's on you. We ain't trying to take them. We just trying to embrace them. It's the Big Brother, none other than the international man. Swave, Sever, in the building. Team Homie, originator, is going down today, right now, in the present, fam. Swar Boss Big Green.
Yo, what's good
with you, big bro?
I got a shootout going on up there, B.
Man, we had to clear it out. We had to let them know what happened when you come down, bro. You understand? Like it's coming. They say all your enemies are gone. Hey, it's yo. You in here? We had to let them know, man. We got to drop the bombs on that. What's good with you, man? Peace. How you doing today, bro?
What's good? How you doing?
Man, I cannot complain, man. Not today, big bro. Now with this one going down, I appreciate your presence. Thank you for coming through, man.
Thanks for having me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, I ain't going to break the law. It's already been established. I'm going to move around. Knowledge Boy, not lie. I guess Big Reap, our host, Big Reap, and Knowledge Boy, not lie. Swave, Seven, man. Y'all family, man.
It's drunk.
I'm going to step out of Knowledge.
He dropped off.
Let's see. All right. Well, yeah, that was him in the sound that got in the rough pitch anyway. Sway rough 7 pitch. In the building, man. All them on. Stand up. Let's see if we get him back in here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. There you go.
Okay, I'm on. Y'all got me.
There he is. And it's time. Crystal clear now. That's what's up, big bro.
Yeah, my phone was bugging the fuck out. I got you, though.
Okay, Knowledge Born, not lie, Big Reap, Sway Sever is going down.
Knowledge Born, what up?
Hey, peace to the God, yes, man. What's going on with you?
How you doing, brothers? How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, we good.
Beautiful day out here in the world today.
I got some questions to ask you. You know what I'm saying?
I want all the smoke.
What's up? All the smoke. Hey, this is love. This ain't smoke. This is love. You understand what I'm saying? Like this, like you became a great, one of the greatest parts of my heart. You understand what I'm saying? When I was doing my research. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Yeah.
I mean, salute, and anything I could do to help. You know what I mean? I'm more than willing to.
Aside from the battle slayings, because I got that on deck, aside from the heads that you took off and the souls
right.
that you snatched, pause.
Right. Uh-huh.
You did some shit that not too many people on the planet did.
Okay. Where you going with it? I did a lot of things, man.
I understand. You understand what I'm saying? I can't even articulate it right now. I'm going to just play it, and then I'm going to say, my question is, how the fuck did this happen? You understand what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I got right there. That's all the setup I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you right there. I'm going to play these two joints, and then my question to you is, how the fuck did this happen? You understand? I need some details. You understand?
Oh, my God.
Let me just do this real quick.
Go ahead, man. Big kick.
Sean Pate. Poison Pen. Sean Pate. Poison Pen. Sean Pate. Sean Pate. Poison Pen. Wave several, serve one on me, the money shot nigga, Kimbo Price nigga, Lennox Stab nigga, and they ride nigga, that's all I need right here son, yeah. What up, give me the pussy, the
money, the mic and I'm straight. Pass the fully, the rum, no ice, and I'm great. Bed-Stuy brawny, Bed-Stuy bruising. One man back the army with that lead pipe music.
Yeah, nigga,
we ain't in the same game. You see these suckers? Now it's cool to play lame fucking busters. Things change, huh? Why these little niggas dressed like Dwayne Wayne? Select you, what these dudes that move me. When I hit you, it sound like how we do in the movie. Nah, you can't elude from the two hands of fish. That's how I do, niggas, sue me. Run all up on your set with such timing. Dump them all off with your sket and clutch iron. He gon' be on the news and send trimming. Bleed all over your jewels, they blood diamond.
Bars of death, blow fire, verse fire your flesh. It's sever, we're never severing, the guards connect. Overseas the homie, guard your neck. See your killer be killed. Don't be the one we target next. Too late, remove safety, aim steady. Send me blam, declaring war on any man in skinny pants. Walk with a torch in a bucket of ether. For the next nigga if I see with his jeans tucked in his sneakers. I'm old school, brutality rap. Nozzle to nostrils, nigga run your salary cap. There's a difference. Talk shit cause your battery charged. Me, I talk shit and then catch a battery charge. Be threats, I won't test the social. Pull a set, you better jet or end up like Jet Travolta. Brooklyn bullies and Harlem Vikings. A Marble Titan, swear you swear like Spartans fighting.
I'll be the fear factor, the rapper come back here. Smack your ear, take your jack career, smoking the clear rapper. You punk speech, you fool. Lunch meat, I'm rude. Dump heat, leave you slump sleep, nigga, get through. Fuck you and the crackers that owe you. I own two guns that'll pop off your crown and dethrone you. Abdul Jabbar versus Monkey Baloney. I don't know what that means, but you know what I mean when I told you. I'm old school, new school. I'm a dropout, got my GD back in the game. Now pull your guap out, opt out your contract. Pop out the crown, slap a nigga. Let the motherfuckers know that Sean back. My president is black, black. The cocaine is white. The non-liquidated nigga who fixes the fight. Sean Price, a motherfucker,
motherfucker,
motherfucker.
Motherfucker, mighty gold, motherfucker. You know, you got different neighborhoods. There's different neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? In every neighborhood in every city, there's a guy who's always a tough guy. There's always a bully. There's always, you know what I'm saying? There's always someone who just, you know what I'm saying? You know, he always, you know, he feels like he has a point to prove. He'll walk around with a chip on his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them type of guys, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah. Fact. Fact.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Team Homie, niggas.
Homie, niggas.
You know what it is. Yeah. Yo.
Uh-huh.
Bare knuckle ball, we ball fist. Prolonged beef, get flame ball with the four fist. Torches, drum till you feel dizzy and off with it. Let them die slow, once to your course, then we torch it. Bar assistant, menacing mind, my squad misfits. Break through your line of defense if you at odds with us. Sip hard liquor, Dutch with your team, get lifted. Loud, niggas a little more trees than Christmas. Listen, every name on the hit list is scratched off. Don't get it twisted, though. It ain't nothing to add more. Surround your crib, kicking your front of your back door. Nigga red, fuck you think I got a trunk full of bags for? I'm old school, 38 snubs and 9 Berettas. Mild kick, accuracy and alignment better. Nerves are still, we can be as high as ever. Fire weapons and still pass lie detectors. Nigga, yeah.
You got basketball team on your jeans?
Yeah.
You look like Cam on third album. Bruce, my bad.
Sean all day with the rhetoric and jargon. John 14 got the presidential
pardon.
You send shots, I send them back. I slap black people thinking that I'm a Democrat. Slap white people thinking that I'm a Republican. Sean's with none of them. Sean's a drug again. I'm spitting the new flavor. A gift to your bitches. A fish in the newspaper. Please. Soon as the lead spark, it's hard for you to pick up your kids from Head Start. Don Barbie, Sean Armstrong, Dangerous, Paul Yarsevis. I'm down, you spoke crack, but you walking it off with the mountain that broke back. Thanks to rapper Duke letting the fifth blow. You a Cisco eating the Bisco.
Y'all moving like clown niggas out here. Look how y'all looking, man.
Those Bugle Boy jeans?
Yo, I don't know, man, but somebody needs to talk to him, man. Talk to him.
Talk to him, nigga.
in peace, my brother. Rest in peace, my fucking brother. Oh my God, B. Oh, Bugle Boy G.
That's a Bugle Boy G.
Sean, I miss you, man. I miss you. I love you, boy.
This is the Sean P station right here. This is the Sean P station. Like Sean P is venerated here. You understand what I'm saying?
My nigga,
My twin sister Bernadette was right here on this station. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bernadette,
right
Bernadette, and my
yeah.
Bernadette is my wife's best friend.
Word.
Sean Price is my son's god. Bernadette and Sean Price is my son's godparents.
Word.
Rest in peace, Sean. That's how close it is. Like,
my
family is real, bro.
I heard everything else. You understand? So it explained everything else. You know what I mean? So I was like, when I heard that, it explained everything else. You know what I'm saying?
So
I was
if this is a Sean Price station, then you know, if you ever met Sean Price, you know you got to be of a certain caliber kind of nigga to even fuck with him.
Right.
To even be accepted into his life. For him to even look at you as a brother, you have to be of a certain caliber nigga.
And not smack the shit out of you. Smack the shit out of you. Word. Yeah.
So, that was my brother, bro. Word. One of the worst days of my life. 2015 was probably the worst year for me. For real. For real. I lost PH. I lost Price. I lost a lot that year.
What's up, PH?
Well, we lost. That's the PH. How you going to say me? We lost. The world lost. And they were Jews. You know what I mean?
Right. Last year, Papa Wu. You know what I'm saying? Same shit. You know what I mean?
Shit crazy,
shit
Papa Wu.
Crazy.
Last year.
Crazy.
Crazy. That shit was a fucking... That shit fucked my head up as well. You know what I mean? We were Pop Smoke this year. That shit is crazy.
Right.
Young boy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Young boy. It's just... Not cool, man. Yeah, but Sean, that was my brother, man. That was my brother. I'm glad y'all in tune. That the first song was actually from his mixtape, Kimbo Price. That's from Kimbo Price. That's called Bars of Death. And the second song is from my album, Son of a One Arm Man. That's called Talk to Him. So definitely.
That shit warmed up my soul.
And I ain't trying to, but shout out to Poison Pen too, fam.
Yeah, shout out to Poison Pen. He's also on Bars of Death. He's also on the Bars of Death John. Exactly. Shout out to my brother.
He just recently got active too with some fresh shit. I said, smack.
You know, we had a homie meeting in 2020. We just about to release. Like, I don't know if y'all know, but I just released a new album. The album is old as shit to me, but, you know, the saying is, if nobody ever heard it, it's new to them. But I actually Hell up in Harlem. I recorded that shit 15 years ago, bro.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I actually recorded that album before my Son of a One Arm Man album. Son of a One Arm Man came out 2013. I just dropped Slums. I dropped Slums with me and my man Wade out in this summer that just passed in July. And then Hell Up in Harlem, I just dropped a week ago.
That's ghost shit. That's ghost shit. I told
you. You know what I mean? So I'm in the other way. I'm just dropping old shit because Hell Up in Harlem been sitting with us. I actually had a deal with Universal back in the days, and that was the album I was going to give them. You know what I mean? Along with a couple other songs that's not on there. You know what I mean? I had a couple other songs that. But it didn't work out, so I just sat with it. You know, my nigga Parallel Thought, they came up with, they got their own little situation, and they've been putting out music for a while. They put out Tame. I don't know if y'all remember a group called The Artifacts. But one of them
Tame One.
All right, with Tame.
They from
Tame
my
one.
Hood, I'm from North.
Right, with Tame, you very familiar. And then Tame One put out an album with Parallel Thought as well. And also Dell the Funky Homo Sapien, he put out an album with them. So, once they
back when underground was underground, back when underground was underground.
The golden era, exactly. So once they got on their feet with those two projects, we revisited mine. and you know, we had a meeting, sat in the studio. We went over a lot of things. There was some shit in there that I felt was dated, some songs that I felt like wasn't going to go in today. So we took those off, shit that was dated. I probably changed up something, but not too much. And I just presented it how it is. The niggas seem to be fucking with it.
That is crazy, bro. It's like you took, like you breathed on the mic, saved it, and now today it's a breath of fresh air. You open it, it's like, this is what I've been looking fucking for.
Right.
Time capsule.
Right. Like,
time capsule.
Yeah, I like that. That hell in Harlem, man, is hell on earth, man. I like that, bro.
Thank you.
I like the vibe. I like where you take me. I like the, you know, the culture. It just went down. Like, yeah.
Hell up in Harlem. Also, it got a little niche to it because it's an ode to blaxploitation films. Like all the tracks on there, except for maybe two. Are sampled from blaxploitation movies. So, you know what I mean? So, although my subject matter on the album don't really reflect blaxploitation, I try to modernize it, but the beats are sampled from blaxploitation movies and shit.
Yeah. I love it, bro. It was heavy. It's hard. Make sure y'all go over to that YouTube channel, Sway7 YouTube channel, and subscribe, because it's so near. I don't know where he's streaming in that.
It's streaming everywhere. All streaming platforms. We also got vinyl. You know what I mean? Get the website in a minute. Hold on. But we also got vinyl. But if you ain't in the vinyl, you can go to all streaming platforms. It's up there. Sway Sever, Hell Up in Harlem. It's up there.
Run that shit up, fam. Run that shit up. Go everywhere and watch it, click it, listen to it, purchase it, download it, stream it 1,000 times.
Right. Also, my first album, Son of a One-Armed Man. That's also out. You know what I mean? That's a testament to my life. So all that shit is on there. You know, I got rest in peace of my pops. I got a little intro with him talking about me growing up in martial arts and all that. And it's deep. The album is fire. Just go get it. That's the one Sean Price is on. I got Killer Mike on the album. Poison Pen, Nims, Fuck Your Life is on the album. Like, you know what I mean? I got a couple of niggas on that album.
Man, that's crazy, man. That's what's up, big bro. Yeah. Damn. I got Knowledge. What's up, man?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm soaking it in. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, like, yo, this shit right here,
okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got some things up in here. You understand? I think one of the toughest decisions I ever had to make is decide what to play. And
yeah,
I ain't have no problem. Normally I don't have. Normally I got the problems like trying to find some shit to play that's worth playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I chose it. The artist ain't send it to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let me do a deep dive. I did a serious deep dive, and I got a couple of joints in here.
I just wanted to make sure you got the Sean Price experience out of that.
I had to get that out of my system first. You understand? When I seen that shot, I'm like, hold up. And then
I did something a lot of battle rappers didn't do. If you referring to Sean Price, I'll let you know right now, Sean Price ain't fuck with a lot of niggas, bro.
Right.
He didn't fuck with a lot of battle rappers, so therefore, he does have a song with Head Ice. Head Ice is on one of his songs, too. But I think that's it. I don't think he got any more battle rapper features on any other, just me and Ice.
I was saying rappers, period. I'm saying not one genre. I'm talking about period. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like period. Like
right.
Nah, a lot of people ain't get that. They ain't get that. Like you was blessed to get that. You see what I'm saying? Like I was like, oh shit. I need to know the backstory. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
like,
my brother, man.
Yeah,
that's my brother. Yeah. The backstory basically is Sean Price. You know, I used to go to his house very often and the way his crib is set up, we used to always chill in the kitchen. at the kitchen table. Like, that's what, that was the hangout spot for all the Sean Price comedy. You know what I mean? Bernadette stay in the bedroom. The kids be in the living room. All the niggas be blowing trees and drinking in the kitchen. You know what I mean? And Sean Price had this little iPod deck where he would play new music and beats. And every time we'd go there, we'll reminisce, we'll talk, we'll smoke, and then the beats would come on. And, or new, or if he recorded a new song recently, he'll play a new song. You know what I mean? So after a while, I started bringing new songs. Like, yo, listen to this. Listen to this beat. Listen to this. So then it became, yo, this the beat I want you to jump on. You know what I mean? So that's how I talked to him, came about. I played him the beat. And I keep it real. Sean took so long to get me the verse, I wound up recording the whole song, right? And then I went with him to a video shoot. And in the car, I played the song, and he got mad at me. Like, yo, I thought I'm supposed to be on this. And I said, nigga, you taking forever to sing your fucking verse. You know what I mean? I got a deadline, buddy. I'm trying to finish the album and submit it. Like, you taking dumb long to send me your verse. And he was like, man, send me the beat, man. And I'm like, all right. So, boom, I had to send him my email. I sent it from my phone. So we do the video shoot, go back home. The next day, he said he got a studio session at Steel House from Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
He wanted me to come with him. So I'm like, all right. So we go to Steel House to the session, and he recorded his verse there. So it's like, so I took the other verse that I put on, I took it off and just put his verse.
Well, talk about privilege, man. That's what's up, man. Yeah, rest up. I got to ask you, we just had, as far as battle rap, they just had the merger with Drake and URL, this caffeine deal, right?
It's been a hell of a weekend for battle rap, man. A lot of shit happened this weekend, boy.
You understand what I'm saying? Talk on that, because like I said, like, it's getting exclusive, it's upgrading, this, that, and the other. But how much, like, is it still in control? Because has it crossed over? I guess you can say sold out.
I think it is. It's getting what people thought it was going to do. We knew battle rap was going to grow. We knew it was going to get big. It's only, to me, this is another step on the ladder of it growing. This is another step up the ladder. I know a lot of people, I know I was one of them trying to stream the free shit on caffeine, and there was a lot of choppiness and a lot of people complaining, but I kind of expected the choppiness because it's the first time. And ain't nothing, I don't think caffeine was fully prepared for the fucking entourage of people that was going to flood the gates when you put that when 5 o'clock came.
Didn't Jay-Z album crash, Apple or some shit like that? Like, that's usually celebrated.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, exactly. Yeah, we crashed caffeine, which is, it's a celebration at one. And it also, it's a learning experience. Now caffeine knows, you know, we got to do this a little different. We got to cover a wider span of people. Like,
you gotta up that bar, man, baby.
We gotta up that bar, word. So, solid ever, my nigga. It happens. I kind of expected it. I actually told my man. I said that shit ain't gonna be a smooth. It ain't gonna be a smooth stream. And he was like, you bugger. URL been having smooth streams. I'm like, yeah, but they transformed to a new platform that don't know what they've been getting into yet. You know what I mean? So probably the next time they do it, they're gonna have the kinks worked out. It's like you know, when they release new electronics and shit, that first couple years, like, I never buy PlayStations when niggas is outside standing on line for them shit. I always wait a month because you always find the fucking kinks in that first draft, that first wave. And then they work out the kinks, and then the new wave be the impaired, the move ones. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I get the new wave. I don't go stand on line for them shit because you're going to get some defective shit.
I'm not mad at the glitching. I just want to make sure that the battle rappers are represented well as the league on this move up and establishment. You understand what I'm saying?
I believe that they're moving up. I do believe it's a step up the ladder. I do believe once that we do get down pat, once we get it to the point where it's a smooth stream and it's like, oh, and we can watch it, like, with no problems, it's going to be lovely. Like, everybody going to love it. You know what I mean?
You do got a caffeine account, right?
Yeah, I do. I actually do. And the funny part is, I started my caffeine account, and I, you know, I put up the little post for niggas to follow me. And the day of the battle, like, say, 12, 1 p.m., my phone was hitting. Like, everybody was joining caffeine and following the nigga. Like, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure they were just following everything battle rap. But battle rap made mad people. I'm saying that to say this. Battle rap made mad. So caffeine got mad new subscribers because of battle rap, bro. Word to mother, because dumb niggas was flooding the gates just to watch the Genesis. You know what I mean? So I know caffeine, like, damn, we got all these new people. Like, hell yeah, y'all do.
Yeah, I'm following you. I pressed the little star and shit as soon as I downloaded the app. Make sure y'all download the caffeine app and star all your favorite battle rappers, man. Star with Sway 7, man. That's what's up. Okay, and in that, because I want to hit all these little topics, you know, move on. But we had the incident with, goddamn, Twerk and Norris, and we had an incident with Taylor. What's up, man? With people, how they moving in real life, man? Norris violated, right?
Norris violated. Yo, I just got asked a question, right? My man told me to put him in order of fuck nigga shit, one out of three, right? He said, Norb, trying to hit up Twerk Baby Moms, Adi Boom snitching, or Tech N9ne touching the girls, touching the kids. And which one do I think was number one, two, or three? Like, which one is more severe than the others, right? You know, Tech N9ne, I put that number one because I don't believe anybody molested no children. That shit is fucking crazy. And, you know, if that's the case, you know, we would never know because he committed suicide before it was time to see what it was. But that looked like guilt to me. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Tech N9ne and all that. Like, you know, he still was a human being and all that, but still, that shit is crazy.
It sounds like he took the easy way out. Yeah.
Right. Boom snitching is probably number two. You know what I mean? Because you was a willing participant of the crime. They didn't make you do it. You did it with your own free will. You participated. When the heat came down, you threw niggas under the bus that participated with you for a lesser sentence. That's all the way snitching. I don't care what nobody try to clean it up. I know niggas fuck with Boom. But if the documents that I read is correct, Boom snitch.
I thought he did his time. I thought that 5 was his time.
Yeah, but his code D got 17. It's a difference. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So that's enough to launch an investigation. But you saying USB saw paperwork?
Yeah, there's paperwork. There's paperwork floating around. They got it floating around. You can pull it up. Big K pulled it out in a battle, and he gave niggas the website to go look it up. And niggas is looking it up. And you know, my wife is a CEO, so I had her look it up. And it's true. It's real. Like, Adi Boom saying the paperwork ain't real, but it's real. It's in the database. And it's exactly...
Oh, he can.
Yeah, it says Green told that Williams had the gun and fired it off. It says it, like, flat out. Green told...
definitely ain't the king of RBE, my man.
Yeah, so... So, you know, it's a lot of, and then the Tay Rock shit, man. I just seen the Swamp thing today. My man just put me up on that today. Like, I before I called y'all, I just got finished watching that shit. And that's crazy to be like. But, you know, I listen, I know Tay Rock. I know he never did no spec shit around me. But I know I'm also not with him every day. And, you know, if that's the life he chooses to live, then that's him, like, on some real shit. Like, there's gay people in the world if he's gay. You know what I mean? The problem is, if he is gay, he needs to be real and just stop trying to hide
and
stop
telling
niggas to be...
suck his dick.
Yeah, because then that's definitely a no-no if you're gay, my nigga. He need to stop that period. But, that's definitely...
He need to stop that period. He do that too much anyway. So that just make him more suspect. Like, come on, fam.
Damn, and then there's the Norb shit.
Norb's played itself, bro. And I just watched Twerk live, too. And if everything that Twerk's saying is true, that ass whooping should have been a little worse than what he got.
Should have been
Twerk
worse.
Went easy. Twerk went easy on him. Twerk, it wasn't even an ass whooping. What I call it a disciplinary reaction. I think Twerk didn't beat his ass. He disciplined him. Because there was no blood. Mm-hmm. There was no blood. The nigga was able to get up and walk away and still talk like, yo, come on. Come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? You ain't really hurt him. You hurt his pride. That's what was hurt. You hurt his pride. But Norm, he was able to get up. He still had a half a sock on his foot and all that, whatever. But he was able to get up. It was no blood. You know what I mean? Maybe shit on his. I heard niggas say shit on his.
Twerk was justified. Twerk was justified. Could have did worse.
Completely.
Yeah. And now.
Completely.
Yeah.
And then, depending on the relationship he has with his baby mom, if they still together or if they just wild cool. Because me, I got two kids. One kid, I'm still with my son mother, and I'm not with my daughter mom no more. But if my daughter mom called me like some nigga violated her, I'm roofing his head. I'm going to roof his head, definitely. So it's just that you're not going to violate that home. That's the home where my child got to stay. You're not going to violate nothing. You're not going to traumatize my kids. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're not going to touch them.
And then you're trying to do it on some public clout chasing shit, too.
Right. Yo, it did. I don't know if you seen Twerk live, but Twerk was like, the nigga was like hitting up his girl and then trying to call Twerk to make sure. Because Twerk said he started replying to Norv as his girl, like, asked his baby mom, like he was playing like he was her, and responding to Norv. And Norv FaceTimed Twerk because I guess he felt like, oh, something's up. So he FaceTimed Twerk just to see where Twerk was at, or and then fronted it off, like, yeah, I'm just trying to check on you, my nigga. And then immediately after hanging up with Twerk, he FaceTimed Twerk baby mother. Like, oh, nah. Mind you, the whole time Twerk's sitting right there with her. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, yeah, he wildest.
Damn,
if that's the case, Norv, that's a dub, my nigga.
So that was an official one. But the unofficial one he didn't get away with, we talking about Twerk, is when he thought he found DNA's tooth.
Oh, yeah, now that was whack. Now that was Twerk's fault. And that was Twerk listening to niggas saying shit that, you know what I mean? That's DNA tooth right there. Like, if you ain't got the proof yourself, this is why I don't follow niggas' words. You know what I mean? If a nigga do tell me something, I always do the research for myself just to make sure. You know what I mean? I just don't jump on to what somebody tells me. And that was a case of that. Twerk listening to the niggas talking about, oh, that nigga right there, DNA too. And then he going out. You know what I mean? But he had the wrong nigga. So, yeah, that was whack.
And so now DNA too. What's your opinion on this character?
Same opinion as everybody else that does this shit. I mean, I don't have no opinion. It don't bother me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of dudes out there that are rub battlers and people in the culture the wrong way. And you know, I actually think DNA Tooth is funny. I actually think this shit funny. And, you know, people be mad at him, but I don't think he don't do... It's not like he be disrespecting children or, you know what I mean, people dead or no shit like that. He just be fucking reporting shit that's already out. Or, you know what I mean, the worst thing he do is he might leak a battle. He might leak a battle card before they announce it. Like, he might leak the matchup. But other than that, he be telling shit that be already out. Like, when Twerk was
everything
still in deposit.
Be fair game.
And you know what I mean? I don't know. DNA Tooth don't do nothing wrong to me in my eye. He just be reporting the news that already come out. Like, he'll have a thing on Tay Rock and the Tranny. We already know about Tay Rock and the Tranny. It ain't like he's breaking the news to us. You know what I mean?
He just making sure y'all don't forget about that shit. Shout out to DNA Tooth, man.
He just might rub it in a little bit. But nine times out of ten, you already heard about it before you seen it wherever. You know what I mean? So I don't.
Facts.
I don't really be. You know what I mean? I don't let that shit get to me, yo. That shit don't bother me. You know what I mean? I had mad bloggers talk shit about Team Homie and all that shit. I had a nigga put a blog out on my team, how he put the green light on Paperboy, which is Piperboy, which is totally wrong. And I had to call him, like, yo, my nigga, these kind of titles make niggas get looked at. You know what I mean? The green light on Piperboy. Now, if something would have happened to Piperboy, everybody would have went came straight to my team. You know what I mean? Like, and it was nothing like that. So that's another thing I think they be wrong. I think they be misleading niggas with these clickbaits and all that. These titles they be trying to get niggas to click on, and it'd be very misleading.
Clickbait culture, positively. I appreciate that, big bro. I know Knowledge got something he want to play, man. He's been very patient with the you know pop culture segment and shit. So I don't know. I want to get some of that hell up in Harlem, man. But,
wow,
yeah,
take a pic.
Sway 7 in the building, man. Swag Boss, Big Reap, Knowledge going out loud. It's another Midwest Music Monday is going down, man. Stick around.
I got some joint over here. I got some disrespectful shit. Like, you a disrespectful dude. I appreciate it. I honor it. I cherish it. You know what I'm saying? So, I got some disrespectful shit that you got right here. Some kind of collaboration. I like it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, all right.
That's how I know that P Lane is real. You understand what I'm saying? I got that,
right.
And I got this freestyle with that shit. You know what it is. You know, you gonna be like, oh shit, you did that. All right, you know. You get this. Get this going.
I don't even like this suit I put out there when I gave y'all one. I said my heart wasn't in it no more. I even blamed my son. Man, fuck that. I can't take another beating again. Release this beast from within. Instead of using my son as an excuse, why I lost, use him as my reason to win. My nigga, I'm a real nigga, fam. I attack from a different standpoint. So fuck all these alien sound effects. Talk to me in your man voice. See, we both official niggas, but there's a difference in our design plan. You gotta tell people you're a real nigga. But it's the people that tell me I am. He like slave here, bully me. Watch, I'ma do that to him. Huh? Girl, nigga, I'll slap the shit out of you.
See, this ain't no fucking battle to me, fam. This is cutthroat central. Nigga, I grab you by your ankles and get dredged and jump rope with you.
But you told my niece, Clips and Tads, you was someone I couldn't fuck with. You took shots at me privately. Nigga, I just made it public. So fuck it. Chill Ice, I'm here to get that job done. This the battle with your life, nigga. You won't make it tomorrow once. So when you knock out a nigga, your height is shorter, it's expected. But when you knock out a nigga twice your size, it's expected. Mr. Disrespectful Blog Maker. Talk now, nigga. The Canadians ain't do shit. You in New York now, nigga.
The beginning footage of Fox fighting the nigga Q split. You were that, you was sucker, nigga. It was a fair one, but you was supposed to stay just in case they tried to jump the nigga. How does it feel to know that you about to be dying soon? Or the fact that you could battle at Summer Madness to make it sound like the quiet room?
My nigga, I'm a career criminal. To me, that's more than letting your heater spark. But every move you do gotta be strategic. You gotta think the part. As for instance, I ain't got no tattoos. To a lot of people, that's just ink and art, but police like to identify niggas by distinctive marks. So I'm good. You be like, yo, Sway, what's up with all these new niggas? Why you don't battle them big name other cats? I said, no offense to them niggas, but niggas be demons, and I like to stay with a hunger ass. You really be strapped with a gratitude and holding down your avenue? I mean, you say it with the attitude, and I hope it's all factual, because if I start attacking you, I'm a nigga, you gonna have to shoot.
I dare you to shoot me, nigga. I'll cut your leg off. Got your team huddling like, yo, nobody's in Sway Boy.
Your battles are like the rumors of you knocking Rex out.
Because if it has an impact, it's not from one of your punches.
You don't like the words coming out of my mouth? Blast shots, yo. Sugar Bear, your boy, 400 block mascot. When niggas die when they ride with Suge. Ask Pac. I'm a killer. I want to see niggas rot in their grave pit. Wordplay? Nigga, my words ain't meant to be played with. Operation Decapitation. Let's stick to the game plan. Since you like playing games with words, today we play Hangman. Any word about a beat fly out of your damn mouth, you'll think I'm buying phones the way I'm in front of your home camped out. You know people trying to put your ass away for a long while. Yo, why you on YouTube talking gangster like you gone wild? You know they can use that as strikes against your character when you on trash. Nah, fuck that. You would've got your life took in there. And I know I shouldn't have took it there. Cause ain't no need for me to talk about why you scared to go to the D. You pussy here. Word to mama, ain't nobody believing a thing. He's a bitch. Book his next battle at Queen of the Ring. See, I'm from, you get popped on, you better pop right back. And these roads are riches. If a nigga try to block my path, get out of lane, I'm leaving his brain with a stoplight at.
Ain't nobody that sway, man.
I just took me down memory lane, my nigga. I forgot some of them bars. Word of mother, I forgot. I'm listening like, damn, when I said that. I'm sitting over here like, I'm over here like, damn, that was hard. Like, damn, I don't remember saying some of that shit.
Hey, you murdered Shug, man. Pussy, yeah.
that's a fact. Shug definitely got 3-0. He was one of them. He's on my
Yo,
list.
Yo, one of them joints, when you said the niggas in Canada that ain't do shit, but you in New York now.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Mecca was right there. Mecca was right there.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, Cormega. Yeah. Mecca was there.
I was like, that's 100% correct right there. That's 100%. Yeah. That's niggas might met this new Mecca. I know the old Mecca. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
20 years ago, that nut ass nigga Mecca. Like, you know what I mean? So like that
Mecca was paid to come host that battle event, and he just stood there. He ain't really say too much. He just got paid to stand next to Pence, contended all the talking.
Shout out to Mecca, yo. Damn.
Shout out to Cormega.
That's a whole story right there.
Facts.
In 40 projects. That's why I met Mecca in 40 projects and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, crazy.
What?
It was crazy.
Oh, well. No, I'm not going to get it.
All right, let me play this freestyle right here. We're going to be buzzing.
Go ahead.
I invoke the spirit of peace. Bring the ruckus, just how my guy you do. To shut the fuck up, I'm smacking the shit out of you. Hands and feet, I had it with you busters. Reach long, each palm's an attitude as just as me. The barbarian, bars burying, scaring them. Let those shots something ugly, Sean Marion. Start airing them. Slugs to break them apart. I'm talking big rounds, chasing them like they raided the ark. To catch me breaking up ganja, taking a bong hit, or congregating on corners, conversing with convicts. Speaking loudly and acting rowdy. Annoying neighbors, leaving they building halls cloudy.
Go.
A bunch of homie niggas out at night. We with whatever you pick. Niggas bout that life, now check it. Our armor do an homicide attack. Keep the ambiance up so homicide maniac. Damn. Headphones bumping that Sean P. Barto roar, two zips to that zombie. A couple bottles, one handy and one is Don P. 500 knuckle push-ups on concrete. God damn it, I think I'm ready now. Got a whole crowd getting wild, I'm about to tear it down. Got them wondering about the who, what, the where's and how's, and those who ain't listened before, y'all better hear me now. It's lit. I don't care what system you judge me with. Keep putting my name in your mouth, I'm putting blood with it.
proceed with the punishment. 0 to 100 real quick, I get it lit. I ain't with it.
You open up Monday now?
It's Tommy. You ain't never seen a better crew of professionals. Clean up threats and collect revenue. So if I step to you with my wolf standing next to you, you know what you better do, and I ain't asking, I'm telling you. I done walked through blocks the livest couldn't. Broke bread with some of the wildest hoodlums. No regrets over here, I live my life the fullest. And plan on seeing better days before I bite the bullet. Homie, everything else fall under that. Go against the grain and that thunderclap. Yo, what you know about starting a beef that got your brother clapped, or losing a good friend because you sold his mother crack? I'm just stating facts, so settle down. Learn the truth before these rumors start to spread around. Ain't no need to dig up dirt. I'ma tell it now, good or bad, I am what I am, and I yell it loud. I'm captivated by heartbeats. Bump got me ready to start beef. The bang filled close to the bang when I spark heat. The moon's out, wolves out, ready to stalk sheep. We lurking. You might not want to go down that dark street. We purging. Your whole entourage, they getting murdered. Your bodyguards, you better travel with a surgeon, nigga, cause I get you this ox split you. And see where you visit the hospital or see how this box fits you. Team Holly, say what you want about my rapper friends, but one of them got a street in Brooklyn named after him. Rest in peace to the great PH. Disrespect, I see you to apologize face to face. Nigga, I done ate with greats, did dirt with gorillas. Lake Minnetonka couldn't bathe my ace. Get out of line, ain't no place that's safe. My boss trying to stretch from state to state. I bet I get you, nigga.
Yo, I'm on the phone. I'll be right here.
Yeah. That was Sean Priceless. That shit was Sean Priceless.
The funny part is, right? I started that freestyle saying, I invoke the spirit of P.
Right.
So that freestyle was me trying to rhyme like P.
Right.
Hell no.
You know what I mean? So, and everybody
and
said,
all
I
of the references to different bars, to different projects, shit like, I was like, yo, this shit is fucking amazing.
Yeah. I'm a hood nigga,
that shit was,
big.
That shit was
now.
Sean Priceless. You understand what I'm saying?
Good looking, brother. Good looking, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that a great deal, B. Rest in peace, Sean.
What's up, man? You got some battles lined up, big bro? What you got? What you got
right now, I keep it real. I just turned down. Everybody telling me I'm stupid because URL. I just turned down a URL battle against Don Marino. And it's not that I wouldn't do it. It's just that right now I can't do it because I'm kind of booked and busy.
Man, I don't want to see Sway and Don Marino, bro. I don't want to see Swag.
I figured that too. And, you know, I'm tired of URL offering me those kind of niggas, man. Like, y'all got all this shit going on, and y'all still want to offer me. Y'all buy. I get it. I'm the gatekeeper. I get it. And I don't mind, really. I really don't mind, like, battling whoever. But, you know, at least line them up as well. You know what I mean? Line up. I want to smoke with Geechee. I've been said that. I mean, I battled Twerk, but I battled Twerk on a different league. I wanted to do that on URL. You know what I mean? It would have been different. You know what I mean? Even though niggas saying I beat him, imagine what it would have looked like on URL. You know what I mean? So, but I'm grateful. You know what I mean? But I want to smoke with Geechee. I want to smoke with Big T and Calico. You know what I mean? But do you want to offer me Don Marino? So, it's like, nah, I don't really want to do that. You know what I mean? I would do it if all else fails, but right now I can't do it. They trying to get it for March 14th, and I couldn't do it. So.
You think Big T? Okay, I'd love to see that. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, no doubt. Me and Big T was supposed to lock in a long time ago. And this shit just never happened, B. And it's starting to get to the point where I'm about to just say fuck it to that battle, too. Because, I mean, the bars I have for them, I'm not even going to use no more because I feel like they dated. I feel like they really wouldn't hit now because Big T done had a couple good battles since. So So it's like now I'm writing, I will have to write all over. I would write all over anyway because them shits is old. But, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. All right. But we definitely focusing on the music. So that's what's up, man. The battle gonna come because you here. They got to come see you. I can't wait.
They got
to. Yeah. Yeah,
they got to,
and I want to see you versus, you know, the brothers that they trying to push, as well as the people that they say is standing legends. Like that don't make no sense.
Yeah,
bring that.
I definitely want to see. You know, if I'm the gatekeeper, then y'all need to utilize me a little bit more too. You know what I mean? I should have been seeing these niggas before they started getting crazy. You know what I mean? If y'all really want to use me at the gig, if y'all gonna give me that label, then before I should have seen Twerk a long time ago. If that's the case,
yeah,
I'd have let this nigga become who he is, and then want to let me battle him. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad I battled him now, but you know, I think if I would have battled Twerk in his beginnings, he wouldn't be where he at. So I'm glad he made it.
That's why they did that.
Nah, I'm glad though, cause I like Twerk, and he was a breath of fresh. He was one of those breath of fresh air battlers when he hit, like. Twerk came out of ever when everybody was sounding alike and went through. That's why I think Twerk, that's one of the big things I credit to Twerk's success. Because he came in that era where a lot of battle rappers were sounding alike. And he was a breath of fresh air because he didn't sound like nobody. He had his own style, his own way of forming punchlines, and everybody just started fucking with him because he sounded unlike everything else.
Facts. Facts, y'all know. They say he took Prez Mafia style. Then. Well, we can't tell. Shit, we can't tell.
Yeah,
so.
I hear that too, but I don't hear that. I don't hear him and Prez Mafia. I don't hear. He don't have Prez Mafia style to me. They don't rap alike at all to me. I don't hear that.
Yeah, and with Prez being who he is, and I mean, you know, the stature he is, and Twerk being the stature he is, it wouldn't look the same anyway. It's just different with Twerk in your face running up on you than that growl that Prez got. Because Prez got a growl. I get it. I see the style. But, you know, like you said, man, you're practicing in the mirror before you come outside. Hey, that do a lot. So shout out to him, man, and the success and all of that. That's real. That's real talk, man. That's real talk. I ain't mad at that. I got, let me shout out to Snapping Off Entertainment, man. Support Snapping Off Entertainment. Movies, music, and clothing. Shout out to Mingo on the track.
Right.
Man, that's what's up, man. Last time we chopped it up, man, like I say, so much stuff has happened, bro. And I was like,
right.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that
crazy. This shit went on overdrive.
Did you catch any of the Genesis battles?
I caught John and Chess. I caught K-Shine and Charlie Clips, and then it started getting crazy on the app. I caught, what else I catch? John Clips. I heard the audio of Rum Nitty and Jerry West. I heard the audio. I didn't see the picture, but I heard the audio. And then I caught the end of the last round of Geechee and Twerk. So I didn't really see a lot.
Okay.
I gave up on the caffeine app after a while. All the stuttering and shit after a while. I was like, yo, man, I catch this shit when they hit the app, man.
Yeah, I didn't catch none. I ain't even gonna lie. When I jumped on there, it was already wild. I was like, yep, it's up.
Yeah, exactly.
But I heard it was some upsets, like Chess choked. I heard Twerk Jersey, and I heard Will lost. Like, it was a crazy event.
Right.
Yeah, everybody had Will winning, man. But shout out to Big Homie on his return, man. That's crazy.
Nah, I think 40 Cal did good. I think 40 Cal did good. He even had a line about punching me in the face. That shit was funny.
Yeah, they said he won against Will. They giving it to
40. Nah. Who giving it to 40? No, they not. He definitely ain't win.
Who is that? Let me bring it up. Let me see. Because that was Who was it? Who the fuck was it? Was it, you know who I think it was? Jim.
Jim said 40 Cal won.
40 Cal with the win versus Will? ! Best comeback ever.
Nah, he definitely ain't win.
Okay,
but, you know, don't take that from me because I don't take that from me because I'm homie. Will is homie, so it's going to sound like I'm biased, but I don't feel he won. I'm not a biased nigga. I tell my niggas when they lost. I don't feel 40 Cal beat. I think 40 Cal, if anything, he won the first round.
Mm. Yeah, I had Will winning, but like I
but
said,
you still talking about
this
star, man. You good?
Yeah, I didn't catch the battle. I had Will winning, and that's the only thing I saw. Ain't nobody else spoke on it. Jim, the only one that spoke on it, so it was like,
yeah,
okay.
Jim, that's the first time I heard that. Everybody I see spoke on it, gave it to Will 2-1.
Well,
like, I gave
Will,
it to Will 2-1, too.
For real? Okay. That's what's up. I can't wait to see that because I know he was going to let loose. That's what's up. And then it's the whole RBE has been and they said RBE, like, this was the call. Question mark?
Say it again?
RBE had the card of the year, the comeback.
Oh, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing he had a lot of fire-ass battles on the card. I heard Chef Trez, and well, I actually saw Chef Trez and Sharon. And that battle was kind of amazing, man. I saw Mac Myron and Show Wolf. Like, all my homies won this weekend. Rum Nitty won, Ill Will won, Mac Myron won. All my homies
won. Let's get
won.
The whole homie. Let's get the whole homie roster out right now.
Oh, man, that's a long roster. I'll tell y'all the roster that y'all might know of, okay? It's me, of course. See, of course, me, you know. But then I got Ill Will. I got Rum Nitty. I got Mac Myron. I got Moneybags, I got Jay Murder, I got XL, I got Marv One, I got Quest McCody, I got my man Fabio, my man Ciroc Jewel, I got who am I missing? Lotta Zay, Blick the Barbarian, who am I missing? I know
it's
really Shelf,
it's Shelf, honey?
Who?
Shelf.
Chef Trez? Nah, he cave game. He not homie.
Oh, okay.
Chef not homie.
Man, that's a hell of a
I got my nigga
roster.
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor?
Yeah, I got my nigga Scream. I got, I'm trying to think of the people y'all might know from Battle Rap.
Yeah.
You know, of course, Sean Price, Rock from Helter Skelter. You know what I mean? They team on me. Poison Pam.
Didn't he do Expert Opinion?
Rock, yes, he did. He did it with Poison Pam.
I love that episode, bro. Facts, because that was my boys. Dead Prez, man. Dead Prez, them boys for me, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
When you going on that extra piece, man? Man, Faint talk to you, man.
Nah, I did one before in the beginning, before he got all big. You know what I mean? I guess I'll do one soon, but you know, I do my own. Me and Matt film on the same night. I do Restore Order. He do Expert Opinion. We both film on Mondays. Like I might do one tonight, depending.
Man.
Yeah, Restore Order podcast. I do every Monday night on 15 Minutes of Fame Radio, and from 8 to 10 p.m.
Oh, that's hard. Make sure y'all go fuck with that, man. Yeah, I watched with that. And I was talking to I'm in the Bay League, YouTube, the Bay League. Shout out to SVDL Live. I was talking to a brother named that Minister Howe. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And he just gave me a lot of that information. He said he talked to him, so he gonna come through and do the Midwest Music Focus on YouTube. So shout out to Lotta Zay, man. Team Homie in the building, man.
Yeah, definitely in the building, bro. Shout out Lotta Zay. Lotta Zay got some. Lotta Zay is another nigga that got great music. And he does beats and he sings. Boy got great music, man. So shout out to my boy.
Hell of an artist, man. That's a hell of an artist. That's what's
team. I've been banging out a lot of music starting since 2020 started. We've been banging out. You know, go to the Team Homie TV YouTube channel and subscribe. I I've been dropping videos after video. We got new music on the way. I just dropped a new album, Hell Up in Harlem. My man Wade, I got his new project coming out. And then we got the Slums 2 we working on. And we got a Team Homie EP we working on. And then I got my Lavish Swavish album that I'm working on. So, you know.
Lavish Swavish.
Lavish Swavish, baby.
Larry Swavish in the building.
Word.
Hey, that's all fresh, right?
Yeah, it's all fresh.
Okay. That's going to be cool, man, to get that Hell Up in Harlem and then turn around and get that Larry Swavish when that come out and be able to compare that, knowing that I know now that them bars was recorded 15 years ago and they still banging, still popping, still relevant. Like, I like it, bro. I ain't going to lie. Like, I like it, so... I want to see where you go from there to you know, your new sound or music. You know,
right.
You're turning some more stuff. That's what's up, man. Who you messing with on the production? Who you getting your beats from? Who you got on the beats, bro? Other than
Lotta Zay, of course. I got my man DJ Static. I got my nigga P.A. Dre. P.A. Dre just produced Bridge Rothstein last album. That's my nigga. I got my nigga Crummy Beat. Them the niggas that was doing Sean Price beats. I introduced them to Sean Price actually. And you know, they did a lot of beats for Sean Price on his last project. And Crummy Beats, PA Dre, DJ Static, Lotta Zay. And that's basically it. I work in house. I go look at my niggas before I start going outside. You know what I mean? Because I want everybody, I want to keep it in the family more than anything. But then my niggas is talented, man. I don't got to go nowhere. My niggas got to fly. Yeah, so.
Hey, I got somebody I want to put you in touch with. We in the building. We on the porch. We ain't in the crib. We definitely family. But I definitely got my brother Bingo on the track, man. I'm going to hook you up with him, have him sing something, go through that, because he's slamming hard, bro. He's slamming hard, bro.
So I was like, well, yeah, definitely. Let me know. Let's link. Definitely need to. I'm always looking for beats. Always.
Yeah, like I say, we be rappers. And this like, we snapping off entertainment is the label on which. Shout out Snapping Off Entertainment. And this like, my primary. This the only beats I rap off, you know what I'm saying, when I'm rapping, you know what I'm saying, when I'm doing my own music. Everybody else
right.
can, like, collab. You hit me on other beats and stuff like that, unless it's just a freestyle where I just grab a beat to do something. But... like I said, it's the feel in the Midwest. Like he got that zone in the Midwest, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I just like to hear other people on that shit because we don't really get that cover. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
definitely. Definitely, let me link, bro. We get up after this interview, exchange information, and then, you know, send this. Send my shit to him.
I just hit you, man. We'll do a little 3-minute talk where I'll put y'all in and then y'all carry up from that. I got you, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Always looking for beats.
That's what's up, man. So, we got the whole RBE. Is it over with? Is there an RBE URL thing still, man?
It seems to be. I really wish that it wasn't. You know, it's no secret that, you know, RBE and URL ain't on the same page.
They're not working
each other. They're not working with each other. They refuse to work with each other. And, you know.
ARP refuse to work with Smack? Because ARP seems neutral. I don't know what he do behind the scenes. To me, Smack sends a lot of
subliminal
covert shots, underlying shots. Like the whole slogan, can't copy respect. I feel like that's aimed toward you, RBE. But I feel like ARP just respects it and say, I get it.
I keep it real. The can't copy respect slogan, Smack had that slogan since Grind Time was around, before RBE. So I don't think that's aimed at RBE. I actually think it was aimed at Grind Time. I remember them days of them going back and forth with Grind Time because I got caught up in that mix. That was the reason why Old Red died the way he died. because they tried to set me up. They tried to set me up with the Old Red battle. They thought Old Red was going to kill me. And it didn't work out that way. And, you know, and this is to admission. Like, I got these niggas to admit this. So I know this is real. But they tried. They thought Old Red was going to kill me. Therefore, and if Old Red would have killed me, they would have used that to bridge the URL grind time can't mess with URL rappers. Because I was the top grind time battler at one point on the East Coast. You know what I mean? Me, SoCon, Cassie, they call. We were like the top tier for grind time East Coast. You know what I mean? And when I was trying to get on URL, it was a hassle at first because they was calling me Mr. Grind Time. And it made me mad, like, Mr. Grind Time, what the fuck is that? Listen, in my mind, I'm like, I would kill any of them niggas they had. You know what I mean? So they originally set me up with Young Cannon first, but then took him away 2 weeks before the battle and gave me Old Red, which is why I feel like they tried to set me up, because it was 2 weeks before the battle, made me switch my material up. But I still 3-0'd Old Red. Like, I still killed him. And then they gave me Young Cannon after that, and I killed him. So it's like, Yeah, man, it was, that whole shit was just trying to get rid of the grind time tops. And then I was the only grind time one that wasn't really full-fledged URL. Cassidy had went full-fledged URL. Cortez had went to URL. Hollow had went to URL. All the big-time East Coast grind time niggas started going to URL. And I was the only nigga that stood, because, you know, PH and Penn was my family, man. I wasn't going to leave them. You know what I mean? And they was running grind time up East Coast. So I wasn't turning my back on them.
Let me play another one of these joints, one or two of these joints, man. Get this right here.
Never meant to make my mama cry, but I'm down to catch a homicide. 187-125, my team homie, motherfucker, that's a homicide.
I never meant to make my mama cry, but I'm down for the homicide. 187-125 is a homicide. Team homie, motherfuckers, that's a homicide.
Fell in love with the gang, I'm in love with the breach. Team homie on my back, wait, I running through the streets. I was flagging with the gang, gripping on the thing, looking for the beat. 125-10, bagging up a beat, nigga gotta eat. Swave call me uptown, I get the clap or something. These niggas lanes, they be thinking I just rap or something. Dream of murder, thinking holy water. It's the homies in the box who never saw their daughters. My son wanted a dollar, I only had a quota. My daughter asked me for soda, I had to give her water. Turn coke in the crack down, sell to a mill. Saying I just had to keep it real. Drinking rum, thinking murder, ill will with a blick. Ice P, that's the guard, poison pen got the grip. I bugged out for the cash, where the money bag? Don't sway, tell me where the motherfucking stash. I never meant to make my mama cry, but I'm down to catch a homicide. 187-125, my team homie, motherfucker, that's a homicide.
I never meant to make my mama cry, but I'm down for the homicide. 187-125 is a homicide.
Right.
Team homie, motherfuckers, that's a homicide.
Started out watching that big boom on a cartoon, then pretending the stick was a stick in a part two. Nerf guns, black water pistols that look real. Barbed a nigga, he took one look and was shook still. Whoa. That started the fetish, arson collected. I will garnish a weapon from Taurus to Wesson. Sword off the hecklers, 40s a desert. Whatever the situation called for, I'll pull it in seconds. Issues fully addressing.
Yeah.
Who want what?
Full
respect on our name whenever you talk us. Cause I don't do drive-bys, I do walk-ups. Piss
up
on the crime scene before you get the chalk up. Set up shop here. team homie run his block, keep them eyes clear, right? Or it's murder be the case, and I won't leave a clue they can solve. Keep your mouth shut, let them pigs do their job. Nothing.
Ready to set it, take over, ain't no better time than the present.